Okay, start over again, Daniel, would you?
Yeah, amen. This word that had been blessing me so much, I have been reading this so many times, but it is in Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. And it is Mavis said one time, drink deeply.
Yes.
And when we start to read this and drink a little bit deeply in this word, we see that he says, after these things, the Lord appointed out other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. And just put it in your heart, because he's saying that when we are led by the Spirit and he is sending us to places, we are going before his face. It means that he is looking at us. His face is following us.
Mm.
We are being shined from his glory is shining on us when we are going before his face, because he have all the fullness, all the glory, and that is shining on us when we go forth. We don't think much about it. We don't realize it very often. But what he said, that he sent them to the place before his face, that he himself would come. Mm-hmm. So when you have been meeting a person or praying for the person before his face, he is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come to that place himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really pointing at us the reality of our step and our prayer, that when we go forth before his face, he is going to come into that situation himself. It really blessed me to see this. So, amen.
You know, Daniel, it says too in verse 16. Oh, this is so good, this whole part. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. That is a tremendous, tremendous authority of the word.
Amen.
And then now down here it says, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Serpents. Amen. Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, we don't get that power just by reading this verse and saying, well, that's for me. We have to be in a certain place of favor with him and walking and following his word in order to have that kind of favor. If you go and try to do your own will and expect that you will trample on every serpent and scorpion that stands in your way, you're going to get a nasty surprise, because it isn't going to work. But I think the thing that we just rejoice so much in, the thing we've been through, is this had to be the will of God, because the big serpents that stood in the way have come under dominion, not from our hand. We do not have the power over those things. But God has the power. And how many times in our past have we discovered that when we tried things and it didn't work, and it turned out very badly, and we got into trouble and had to cry out to God to do extract us from the troubles that we got into, we have to discover that it does not work for my plans and my will and my dreams and my aspirations. But when they're God's plans, nothing shall by any means hurt you or withstand you successfully. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Hallelujah.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Larry.
Mark?
Yes, go ahead.
The example of that, trying to do it yourself, what you can't do, what can only be done by the leading of God, by His Spirit. Good example of that is, the children of God were told God wanted them to go over and possess the land, and they would have had victory because God was there to lead them. But they rebelled against the word of God. And then it was a day later, and the next day, they decided, well, we can do it.
We'll hold on a minute, anyway, Larry.
And take the land. And Moses said, no, do not go.
Larry?
Hello?
Larry, do you have a phone on?
Hello?
Larry, do you have a phone turned on?
No.
We're getting a bad feedback from you. You've got something else turned on.
This has been a problem.
You can't have a phone on when you're doing this, Larry. You're getting a lot of feedback. We can't understand.
No, we don't have anything on.
Okay, well, try it again then.
We're having problems too, Mark. We can hardly hear you.
There's no phone on.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay, go ahead. I will continue that.
We're having problems with this.
Go ahead, try it.
Oh, shit.
There you go, that's better.
Go ahead, try it.
All right, well, okay, maybe I'll do it to the microphone. The example here that I'm citing is God would have prevented them and they would have had victory if they did not be against God when He said, you know, giving you the land, and yet they always seen what they put aside about it, and all they looked at was negative. Was killed in Joshua. They had a viewpoint. They didn't see the negative. They seen the positive of the land God was going to give them. But in any case, when they rebelled against God, they did not believe them. Then they no longer God with them. The next day, they thought they were in possession of their own strength. And Moses told them, no, not do that. But they still insisted upon the truth themselves. And of course, like you said, we saw the consequences of trying to do in ourselves what only God can do. Right? And this is just cited as an example of what you were saying.